From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera.
I was enfant de la patrie, le jour de gloire est arrivé.
People all over the world recognize this rousing song as the Marseillaise. It's now the national anthem of France, but it got its start as one of many marching songs that took hold during the decade of the French Revolution, from 1789 to 1799. Those years were a fertile time for music in France, and the revolutionary spirit continued to inspire music long after the struggle was over. But the revolution was also a time of upheaval and tragedy, so some of that music isn't nearly so stirring and optimistic as the Marseillaise. For example, 150 years after the revolution, Francis Poulenc wrote an opera called The Dialogues of the Carmelites, set during a period of the revolution called the Reign of Terror. It portrays a group of Carmelite nuns who refuse to renounce their beliefs and are sent to the guillotine as the opera ends. Of course, there were plenty of operas written during the revolution as well. One count puts the number of French theatrical productions during the decade at around 2,000. But of all those, there's really only one opera that's still in the repertory today. And given the violence and turmoil of the time, it's not surprising that it also portrays terrifying events. The opera is Medea by Luigi Cherubini, the story of a woman whose passion turns to madness and leads to the destruction of her own children. On this edition of World of Opera, it's a production of Cherubini's Medea from the Teatro Reggio in Turin, Italy. Soprano Anna Caterina Antonacci stars in the title role with tenor Giuseppe Filianotti as the Argonaut Jason, father of Medea's two sons. The conductor is Evelino Pido.
Oh,